Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Nun Tes. We are on page Lamed, which is the page following page 58. Siman Reish Nun Tes is Kama Dinei Hatmona Viltultulam. Some halachos of hatmona, of insulating Viltultulam, and moving the insulation. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Moichin, Shetoman bohem derech mikro asur l'taltalan. Moichin, which we'll see exactly what that is, that you insulated in them derech mikro, meaning on an occasion, it was a one-time thing. So asur l'taltalan, it is asur for you to move the moichin. What are moichin? So in the parentheses, the Rambam writes, Pirish kol davar rach kori moichin. Anything that is soft is considered moichin. Kegon tsemer gefen, for example, katin, utlishe tsemer rach shel behema, and some wool that was pulled off an animal that's very soft, ugriras bigodim beluyim, and shredded garments that were worn out. These are all examples of moichin. So the Mechaber tells us that these moichin, these soft materials that you insulated in them, derech mikra, they're mukta. It's also a tatal and you're not allowed to move them. Ela minair hakisui vehenoflos. Rather, what you do is you tilt off the cover on the pot and have the moichin fall down to the ground. Ukigon shemiktsasan megula. And we're talking about a case where some of the pot is revealed, so you can get your hand on the pot without touching or moving any of the moichin. So you lift up the pot a little bit, you tilt it, the pot cover, and all the moichin that are on top will fall off. She'ein ze tiltul elamitzido. That's considered tiltul menatzad, and that is a permissible way of moving mukta. V'im yichadon lekach, but if these moichin were designated for hatmona purposes, so then mutru l'taltalon, then they're not mukta, and you are allowed to move them. We'll see what the chiluk is if you're using it derech mikra, or if you miyachid them. We'll see what the difference is exactly, but if it's only being done derech mikra, so they're mukta. If you miyachid them, so then it's not mukta. Avol, im toman begizei tzemer, but if you did the hatmona in shearings of wool, afilu lo yichadon lekach mutru l'taltalon. There it's more lenient, even if you did not designate them for hatmana, they're still allowed to be moved and not considered mukta. V'hani mili stam gizin she'ein omdim l'schora. This is talking about stam shearings of wool that are not omed to be used as merchandise, you're not going to sell them. Aval im nisanim la'otzu l'schora, but if you put it into storage as merchandise that you're going to eventually sell, so then srichim yichud, then they also would need yichud. V'im toman behem below yichud, and if you insulate it with them without being miyached them, and they are omei l'schora, so they're mukta, so menar hakisui v'henoflos. Again, you have to lean over, tilt over the covering of the pot, and they will fall down. The hainu lomer, that means to say, shenotel kisui akedera sheish toras kli aleha. Here the Mechaber explains that you don't just tilt the cover, like we said before, but what it means over here is that you actually take the cover of the pot, because it's considered a kli, v'afal pi sheheim aleha lo ichbas laran, even though the materials that are used for Atmana are, the Gizei Tzemer in this case, are on top of the pot cover. We don't care. The lo nasis basis lahem, because the cover does not become a base, it does not become a basis for the mukta item that is on top of it. We'll explain that more in the Mishavura. Now let's begin the Mishavuras, starting with Sifkat and Aleph. So the Mechaber started off and told us, the soft materials that you insulated in them on a one-time occasion, they are mukta. Says the Mishabura Pirish Yaveshim. We're talking about Moichin over here that's dry. Kemoshekosav Simon Reishnun Zayin Siv Gimel, like we learned earlier in Simon Reishnun Zayin. If you remember, we said over there that Moichin that is wet, we had a machlokas if it's wet from its initially being wet, or even if it got wet later on, but if it's wet, then it's considered hatmana in a davar hamosef hevel. Because wet, the mochin is mosef hevel. But when it's dry, then the mochin is considered a davar she'en mosef hevel, which you are allowed to do hatmana in from before Shabbos. So that's what we're discussing over here. Mochin that is dry, it's considered a davar she'en mosef hevel, and therefore one is allowed to insulate in them before Shabbos. So if you did it derech mikra, so katan beis lafuki im rogil lahatmin b'hem. This is coming to exclude from a case where it's common for you to do atman in them. Then the stalik mehem shem mukta. Then if you normally do it, it removes from them the shem mukta. Af shulo yichadon b'feirish. Even though you didn't designate them explicitly for hatmana, but if you normally do it, that takes off the shem muktza. According to the Bach, it doesn't have to be that you're regular, and it could be you did it even just two times. That's enough to take off the shem muktza. Sifkatan gimel, in a case where you did not take off the shem muktza, it's a one-time deal. So then these moichin are mukta. Distaman chashuvim him. Because most moichin are considered a davar chashuv. The other makta daito mehen. And a person removes his mind from using them on Shabbos. Mipnesha umdim lasos mehem levadim. Because they are standing for a person to make felt out of. A person is going to make a davar chashuv, is going to make levadim felt out of it. And therefore it's something that he's makta midaito. And therefore it's mukta. Vehein muktzin mechamas chesaron kis, and the type of muktzin it is a muktzin machmas chesaron kis, the makbil lishdamish behem shar dvorim. Muktzin machmas chesaron kis is something that has chashivas that you wouldn't use for other reasons, and therefore that gets the serious status of muktzin machmas chesaron kis. That is how we're describing the moichin that you only use on a one-time basis. So that is considered davar chashuv because the mochin is normally used to make levadin, to make felt, and therefore if you are using it is muktzah machmas l'saron kis ulufikach, and therefore afilu taman behem derech mikra, even if again you happen to use it one time for atmana, adayin him omdim behaktza osan ve'enam betelim latmana, it's still standing by its status of muktzah machmas l'saron kis, that it's really out of your mind to use it even though you happen to be using it this one time, and it's not considered batal to the atmana, and therefore, it has a status of muktzah machmas l'saron kis, and therefore, it's usur to remove it with your hands. Rather, what we said in the Mechaber is, you tilt the cover, and the mochin falls off. And we said, obviously, the case has to be, shem b'ktas and megula, that some of the cover is revealed, sivkat and dalid, kedei shielo mokom panui lechoz akisui, there has to be a place that's cleared out from the mochin, that you're able to get your hand on the covering of the pot, kedei shielo yitzarech letatel hamochin lehedya, so you wouldn't need to move the mochin straight away with your hand. So the Mechaber explained that that's considered tiltum menatzad by only tilting the cover and having the mochin that our muksa fall off, and that is the way you can remove it from the mochin. But we said then in the Mechaber, but if you designated these mochin as being used for hatmana, so that takes off the status of muksa, and then it's mutzal taltalam. Because the whole way the muksa we said is that it's muksa machmas l'saron kis, you would never use it for this reason. Even though you happen to be using it one time, but you would never in general use it, it's still omed in its status of muksa. But if you designated it to be used for hatmana, it loses its status of muktza, and then mutl tatlon, you can move off the meichin with your hands. Sivkatan hevim yichadon l'kapira, she yichadon mi'erev Shabbos l'hatmana la'ulam. The Mishabura says that you designate it from Erev Shabbos to be used for hatmana always. V'afilu hoya ha'yichud rak v'machshava ba'alma lo b'peh. Even this yichud that you did, this designation that you did is in your mind. You didn't do it with your mouth, it's going to be good enough. If you look in the Shaar Tzion Os Alef, he writes, this that the Mishabura says, you need to be miyachided from Erev Shabbos forever to be used as an insulation. That is from the Magen Avraham and the Tosefta Shabbos. V'chein kasev Rashi b'daf nun. V'halavush kasev desagi l'shabbos achas. The Levush writes that it's enough that you designated for Atmana for one Shabbos. V'eini yodea tamal, and says the Chavetz Chaim, I don't understand his reason. That rehu dover she'en darko liyachid l'kach. These are considered items that it's not the normal way to designate them for this. And if it's not the normal way to designate it, we normally paskin that you need to designate a la'olam in order to take off the muktza status. So I'm not sure, says the Chavetz Chaim, why the Levush says a designation for one Shabbos is good enough. Continues the Mishabura in Sivkatan Vav. Sivkatan Vav is going on the next point of the Mechaber, that if the Atmana was done not in Meichin, which are Choshev, and therefore Stam, they are considered muktzah machmas l'saron kis, but rather you did the atman in gizei tzemer, shearings of wool. So then even if you would not miyachid it, we said they're not muktzah, you're allowed to move them. Says the Mishabruas of Katan Vav, after stam gizei tzemer muktzahu litfiyah la'ariga, even though stam shearings of wool really are put aside for spinning and for weaving, mikomokom ein chashuvin kolkach kamo meichin. Still, these gizei tzemer are not considered as choshev as meichin. V'kevon shetoman behen, and once you did atmana in them, kemandi yichadon lahochidami. It's as if you were miyachid them. So it's a little bit of a lower status of chashivas, even though it's normally used for tefillah and ariga. It's not as chashiv as the moichim we discussed before, and therefore using it one time is as if you were miyachid it, and that's why the mechaber says that even if you were not officially miyachid it, it's mutter to move it. But then we said that's only by stam gizin, that are not only the schora. But if you put it in storage for schora, then it would need yichud. Says in the Mishabura, Sekot and Zayin l'schora, the kevan sheim omdim esel l'schora, since they're standing by you for schora, mistama aser lachziron achaka gamkein l'otzer. Mistama, we assume, even though you're using it to insulate now, but you're going to return it afterwards to storage, valkein ein mevatlon l'hatmona. And therefore, you are not being mevatl them for hatmona purposes, v'havim emele mukta. And they're automatically considered mukta, in lo sheyichadon l'hatmona me'er Shabbos, unless, of course, you designated them for hatmona from Er Shabbos. So again, if it's going to be designated for schayra, then it would need yichud. The Mechaber then said in the second to last line, if you did hatmona with them without being miyachidim and they were omed for schayra, so again, they are mukta, and you would have to be menara kisui v'hinoflos, you would shake off the cover and they would fall like we said before, but here we explained it in the Mechaber a little different. Here, it's the Hainu Lomar that you're able to actually lift up the cover. You don't have to just tilt it over and let them fall off. You can actually pick up the cover of the pot. It has a Toras Kli Aleha. It's considered the status of a Kli, and therefore you're allowed to carry it. And even though these Mukta items are on top, it does not make it a Basis L'Dover HaMukta. Says in Mishabura Sivkot Nuches Shenot Al Kisui, again, if you're lifting up the pot and you're getting your hands on it, we have to assume that part of the covering of the pot is revealed, that you're able to get your hand on it. But if the cover of the pot is not revealed at all, it's totally covered in the Gizei Tzemer, then you could stick in some kind of sewing needle and through the sewing needle shake the covering and make room for your hands to get onto the cover. Like we'll see later on in Simon Shin Yud Aleph Sivtes. Sivkotan Tes, the low Nasa's buses. Because having these Gizei Tzemer that are omer the schora that you would not miyachid sitting on top of the pot cover does not make the pot cover, which is a kli abasis lever aser, to ha'ena kisui tashmish la'tzemer. Because in order to be considered a basis, the item on the bottom has to be servicing the item on top. The non-mukta item has to be servicing the mukta item. But over here, Eina Kisui, the cover which is the non-mukta item, is not being mishtamesh lahatzemer. It's not servicing the wool. Adarabah, the opposite is true. Hatzemer mishamesh lahakedera lachamima. In this case, it is the wool that is servicing the kedera by heating it up. And therefore, the kedera does not get a din of a basis. And therefore, once you clear out the handle of the pot cover or some portion of the pot cover, if it's totally covered, you can lift it up with your hands, even though some of the Gizei Tzemer will remain there. I just like to end this year with one biralocha, and that is the first biralocha of the Simen, back on page Lamed. So we said again, we discussed two things in tonight's shir in Sif Aleph. Number one, the Moichin, and number two, the Gizei Tzemer. And we said that the Moichin are more choshed than the Gizei Tzemer, and they're considered Muktzum Machmas V'sar and Kis. Now, she'enkein the Gizei Tzemer, stam, if you use it one time for insulating, it's not considered mukta. It's considered that you were miyachated for hatmona because it's not as choshev. But the Beralacha points out in Pirish, kodav arach, going on that Ramah in the first line of the Mechaber, ogriras begodim bluyim, when the Mechaber said mochen, and the Ramah gave examples of mochen, he said, kodav arach is kari mochen. The examples were Tzemer Gefen, Tlishay Tzemer Rach Shal Behema, Ugriras Begodim Beluyim. So we're saying in the Mechaber that these items are more Choshev than the Gizei Tzemer, but the truth is that the Magen Avraham leaves off Griras Begodim Beluyim, because shredded garments that are worn out are not going to be considered more Choshev than Gizei Tzemer. So the Be'er Halacha points out, I am Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham leaves off Geriras Begodim Bluyim. And it appears that it was very bedafka that he left it off. Even though Rashi in the Mishnah and Shabbos says it, that's only because Rashi is addressing the dinim of Atmana, and it gets a din of atmana like the other items, and therefore it's in the list in the Mishnah Lefi Rashi. But we're discussing over here in the Mechaber that these mochen are more chashiv than the shearings of wool. Here we're discussing the kinds of mochen that are used to make felt out of, and worn out garments that are shredded are not used to make levadim, and therefore the Magen Avraham Bedafka leaves it off, even though it's included in Rashi. That's only lagabe the dinim of atmana, but lagabe the dinim that it should be applied the rules of mochin to have more chashivas and gizei tzemer. That's true by some mochin, but that's not true by griras begadim bluyim. We'll stop here and we'll continue vayter mitzvah tomorrow with Sid Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.